When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Manic and Chill is back, and this episode is going to be the By the Rise show. And what we mean by the Rise are three players each. I'm going to pick three. Shane is going to pick three that we feel are going to rise. We are trying to buy these players on the way up, and we're going to use Old Hand to Keep Trade Cut to reference player values where they currently stand. And we're going to talk through why we want to buy these players before what we assume is going to be a rise in value, which probably comes along with a rise in production, but it's going to be a rise. We're going to want them more, or the community is going to want them more, or they're going to be able to be sold for more, or they're going to produce more. You can use the term rise very broadly, Shane, but we're picking players today that we are trying to buy on the rise before they get more valuable or better. So I'll let you start with your first player, and you could kind of explain your thought process through how you pick some of these players, because we don't have the answers to obviously the six we're going to talk about. That there's probably dozens and dozens more where people could give us examples on why they think this player could rise. So who's your first one?
Obviously, we're not going to pick players like AJ Brown, Justin Jefferson, Devontae Adams. These are the kind of people that are where they are. Rising isn't either an option or it's just not going to happen. In Devontae Adams' case. First player I picked, just going easy, grabbing Nico Collins, wide receiver 17 on KTC, despite the fact that he was the wide receiver 7 last year, wide receiver 7. I think there's a lot of inherent, sure, I'll use that as the word I want to use there. There's a lot of fear baked into Nico Collins' cost that the Texans are going to go ahead and draft a wide receiver. They have a couple second round picks, but they haven't made any moves in free agency that I remember. Have I missing anything? Didn't they lose Noah Brown?
They re-signed Noah Brown. So exactly. They could bring back Noah Brown, but that might be a good thing for someone like Nico Collins to Noah Brown's fine as our wide receiver 4 or 3 or 5 or whatever. And then we don't have any pressure to draft another replacement for that spot, even though we don't consider Noah Brown fantasy relevant. Sometimes them bringing back a nondescript player can be a good thing for a fantasy relevant player.
Right. So, I mean, that could point to things being status quo there next year as far as the receiving core and kind of the pecking order there. Noah Brown was interesting. He had some kind of a couple monster games. So what Nico has to do, or what he needs, as I already alluded to, is he kind of needs Houston not to draft a wide receiver in the second round. They've got two picks, one's early, one's later. If they do draft a wide receiver in the second round with the 59th pick overall, I'll feel a lot better than if they do it with the 42nd overall pick. I'd prefer they not draft any wide receivers, though, until about the third or fourth round, and I can completely dismiss them. But what would be nice about that is if they did draft a wide receiver in the third or fourth round, I guarantee you it would depress Nico's market even further because people look for a reason not to like him, it seems.
That was my question for you, because he's wide receiver 17. Let's say he goes out and posts another top 12 season, top 15. He exceeds his value with his production. Let's just make it that simple, right? But then the rumors are they don't want to pay him. He's on the tag. He's leaving Houston. A year from now, even if he's good, will his value be higher? Or will you just feel better that you got another top 15 year out of Nico Collins, and now you're like, maybe I would consider selling him if he's going to hold out or get franchise tagged and get pissed off, or next year is when they draft their Nico Collins replacement because they don't want to pay Nico Collins. I agree with you. I think he could produce. Where I push back is I think a year from now, there's a chance his value is actually lower, and it has nothing to do with his production. It's just, man, I'm not buying this guy when he's even more expensive.
Yeah, there's a lot of ifs there, though, right? At this point, we're assuming he produces well, and the Houston Texans are like, no, we don't want to pay him, which would make absolutely no sense whatsoever, right? That's not what we've seen. Because if he produces at the level that he produced last year without any missed games, he's going to be a legitimate wide receiver 1 in the NFL based off of what he did last year. And I'll just go off fantasy. Like I said, he was, what, wide receiver 7, 17.4 fantasy points per game. And fantasy points are obviously driven by real life production. He was stellar as a real world wide receiver. So if he goes out there and does what he did, just what he did last year, 2023 and 2024, I can't imagine they won't want to bring him back.
My prediction for Nico Collins is he's good. He's not great. He's on a third round rookie deal. There's no way they pay him what the market value is going to be. I almost would guarantee he gets franchise tagged. Because at that point, you're going to see numerous receivers get paid. You're going to see, you know, Ayuk could get paid. Higgins could get paid. Like, it's going to be, the number is going to be pretty ironclad what somebody like him is going to ask for.
Right.
So I can see where it's, yep, he gets applied the tag, and then all of a sudden it gets this weird situation. But that's neither here nor there. I think you're onto something with the take of, if you're just right about what they do in the draft, you have an asset that's going to be in this range until he just doesn't produce. And you're betting on him producing. And if he does, there's going to be demand for a CJ Stroud number one receiver when right. they're scoring points as well. So, I mean, what would you pay right now? How are you trying to get him other than like buy at the price? How are you trying to get him that's creative and it's not just go pay whatever the sticker price is?
I mean, why don't we find one of these other wide receivers that, I mean, you might name later. I don't know who you're going to name, but someone we talked about on the way to work this morning, Drake London. Can I trade Drake London, who is the wide receiver 10 in Dynasty, for Nico Collins and probably get something plus back? Now, that plus is probably not going to be significant. I can't imagine someone would pay more than give you an added second to Nico to move off of Drake.
I honestly think that is the range to target. If you're willing to bet against Garrett Wilson, Chris Olave, or Drake London, those are the young, sexy wide receiver ones. They're all top 10. It's really hard for all three of them to produce in that range. Good chance they probably produce somewhere kind of like where Nico Collins is. I'm going to kind of cheat here, and I'm going to give three names that I was shocked where they were actually ranked on Keep Trade Cut. And I just want to talk through this process with you because I think there's probably the ability to get these guys, but I want to talk through actually how you do it. So all three of these receivers, Shane, are outside of the current top 30. Davante Adams, Mike Evans, and Stephon Diggs all are outside of the top 30. Now, that is behind guys like JSN, Deebo Samuel, Zay Flowers, Brian Thomas Jr. They're actually still behind other receivers that are ahead of them that haven't produced in a couple years. I mean, Jordan Addison, is he clearly better than Davante Adams? People are fading Justin Jefferson because he doesn't have a good quarterback. Jordan Addison is way ahead. You got to add a third to Jordan Addison or to Davante Adams to even get to Jordan Addison. That doesn't seem right to me. So these guys all being outside the top 30, there's plenty of guys I would read to you and you would just say, yeah, that's probably not a wide receiver one. So what is the difference, especially if Davante Adams, Stephon Diggs, or Mike Evans could be wide receiver ones, which they could be. So how do you get these guys, Shane? I think they're all great buys, but looking at their Keep Trade Cut price is one thing. But how do you get them when the person that has them already is looking at it the same way that we are?
And then they
look at their Davante Adams and they see a wide receiver one. So they don't see wide receiver 32 in Dynasty. They see a wide receiver one and they need Tank Dell, Nico Collins. You know, that's what they need to trade away their Davante Adams. And you're going, no, man, look, you're getting the youth. You're getting the value. So my idea was this. Here's how I want to try to buy him. I don't want to give up a first. You could spend a 112 or 111 in a worse way than buying one of these guys on the right team. But I'd rather do this, Shane. Can I sell Jameson Williams in a second for Mike Evans?
Probably, yes.
According to Keep Trade Cut's trade calculator, I absolutely can. How about, can I interest you in Jahan Dotson in a second for any of those guys? Which side would you take there?
Any of these trades you're about to offer me that include Jahan Dotson and Jameson Williams, these are anti-process because you're getting a hole on your roster. So it's not like you're getting a pick and a player. You're getting a pick and a hole on your roster. So, yep. But no, I would prefer Mike Evans, Steph Diggs, Davante Adams to either Jameson Williams in a second or Jahan Dotson in a second. Or even if you got freaky with it and you were like, here's Jahan Dotson, Jameson Williams, and the second. Try to give me them both. I'd still say no.
Interesting. Okay. Well, there's a couple other players that I wanted to mention that actually have a little bit of positive buzz for them. Would you add a second to Jerry Jeudy to get one of those guys with his new contract, his new landing spot? Because that's a player in the news that everyone has said, sell high, sell high, sell high. Guess what? I haven't seen one Jerry Jeudy trade.
I haven't seen Jerry Jeudy traded at all.
The fish in the lake do not want to buy high. So there's no buyers, but there might be a buyer that goes, okay, Jerry Jeudy, he's still under 25. He's got the contract. For all intents and purposes, he's going to be there with Watson until they both just completely flame out. Right? So he's got some security. You'd sell Jerry Jeudy for any of those receivers if you had to tack on a second. Yes.
I mean, I guess Judy's probably a guy we could have talked about as someone that if you believe in him, you buy the rise now. I didn't even look to see where he was at KTC because I frankly don't believe in him. 51? I mean, okay.
51. So. Dotson is 53. Quentin Johnston is another one that whether you like him or not, both the receivers ahead of him have left town. And then the other one that we mentioned was, I didn't mention this guy, but Jameson Williams, we mentioned him. Marvin Mims and Josh Downs, I didn't mention them, but I don't know. Josh Downs was good as a rookie, but there's a lot of smoke that the Colts are going to go receiver. And I think if the Colts go a receiver in this class, now you're like, man, what do I do with Josh Downs? So I think a lot of those, that's the deal. That's how you get it done. Now, I've sent out a couple of these offers. I've gotten laughed at by a couple of them. I'm not giving you Davante Adams for Marvin Mims in a second. I sent a screenshot of the Keep Trade Cut. Man, you're getting the deal, Shane. You're winning that deal by 1,000 points according to Keep Trade Cut. But the manager that has those guys is usually like, nah, I'm good. But that pocket, if you can get them in a deal like that where you're just giving up, what did you call it? Two holes on your roster or a pick and then another hole where now you're wondering what the hell do I do with John Dotson?
Literally a guy that you're going to be looking at in 2025. Like, do I just cut him? Do I just cut him now?
Correct.
Can I just finally now move on from Jameson Williams, who is actually for on KTC, he is ranked higher than Jerry Jeudy, which just boggles my mind. And again, I'm not a big Jerry Jeudy guy, but I'll tell you right now, I'd give you 1,000 Jameson Williams for one Jerry Jeudy. One of those dudes has produced a little bit in the NFL, at least, and his situation is markedly improved compared to last year. And he just got a big contract, which speaks to they actually value this player, whether I do or not. Jerry Jeudy would be, I should have stolen him, but Jerry Jeudy should be a guy that a lot of people should look to buy if the cost is Marvin Mims and something, Jameson Williams and something, Jahan Dotson, Quentin Johnston, any of those players. If you can move them for Jerry Jeudy, I would absolutely smash them.
Well, and to be fair, the wide receiver one on Jerry Judy's team is almost 30, whereas the one on Jameson Williams' team is 25 and about, I mean, he's an elite receiver that's not going anywhere. There's a world where, you know, Amari Cooper goes down a little bit and Jerry Jeudy has a chance to step up. Jameson Williams has no chance to step anywhere but either aside or down in the Lions offense. So who's your number two?
All right, well, I'm just going to say that Jerry Jeudy was my second one.
That counts. You sold us. Jerry Jeudy, wide receiver, 51. How do I get Jerry Jeudy if the person looks at me with eight eyes when I try to give him Jahan Dotson or Quentin Johnston or Jameson Williams? Let's say they don't like those guys. They're in our community, patreon.com/allgas. They know Shane hates Jameson Williams, so they would never accept Jameson Williams for Jerry Jeudy if they had him. How else can you get Jerry Jeudy, Shane? What rookie pick range?
According to KTC, he's a mid-second. I'm also confused because I'm looking in Romeo Dobbs.
Yep. He's ranked Romeo Dobbs was another one ahead of Jeudy. Yep.
Sure. Romeo Dobbs and a third. Sure. Give me, I'll go shopping for Jeudy. And that's a process deal, right? Someone might look at that and go, hey, I'm getting a wide receiver and a pick. But I think the upside on Jerry Jeudy is significantly higher than it is on Romeo Dobbs.
Now I'm going to push back on you because there's another guy in here that is probably the most mispriced receiver in Dynasty for what he could produce. Okay. Wide receiver 63 is DeAndre Hopkins. And look at some of the names ahead of him. I mean, would you really take Dontavian Wicks over him, Shane?
No,
not at all. Quentin Johnston or Gabe Davis?
No.
Now, and that's why KTC can be a little misleading because Hopkins loses like 30% of value because he's old. But then immediately you look at the names ahead of him and you go, I would never draft those names ahead of him because they're immediately roster cloggers. So would you
say this
off of Jerry Jeudy for DeAndre Hopkins if you could get like a third back as well?
Yes. Okay. I would trade Jerry Jeudy straight up since we were talking about them early. If I could move Jerry Jeudy for Davante Adams, Mike Evans, or DeAndre Hopkins, or who was the other old guy? Obviously, yes. Steph Diggs. But, if I could move him for one of those plus 30-year-old wide receivers who are probably on their last legs, I would do that because those guys have wide receiver one seasons in them. Whether they hit it or not, we'll see.
Well, that's the funny thing is you see those guys, Diggs, Adams, and Evans, and I'm like, man, they're good values. And then you go, he was better than a couple of those guys in stretches last year. So like, there's no reason he is just getting killed. Right, and those guys have gotten killed, but they're still way higher. It's very odd. And maybe it's the Titans because they brought in Ridley, but like the Titans should at least try to pass more. You know what I mean? Like, we think that situation's bad, but what if it isn't? Well, let's get to a couple more. I have a tight end.
Okay.
Put this together, and I didn't think you meant just receivers, so I went ahead and picked a tight end. I think this one's obvious, and I think he's probably harder to buy now. You had to have bought him a ton in the offseason like I did. My highest rostered tight end, over 22% of my leagues,